Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. There's a squat little building in the middle of Harvard Square in Cambridge. It's dwarfed by the stately brick structures of that Ivy League school across the street. The place is a newsstand, and it's an icon.
So from the outside, looks like any kind of magazine stand. You have Women's Health magazine, Marie Claire, some arts magazines, interior design, USA Today, Financial Times, Wall Street Journal.
But inside, it feels as if you stepped into a newsstand in Madrid or Mumbai or the Middle East, depending on which shelf you're looking at. The cramped little shop is called Out of Town News. The business was first housed next door. Over the last 65 years, it's become a kind of mecca for international students, immigrants, and visitors who want a newspaper from home.
Oh, here's some Irish.
This is for the Irish. This is all Irish.
And so those are all gone?
All gone.
Tomorrow, Out of Town News will close officially and permanently, although it's already gone dark. When we stopped by earlier this month, the store shelves that Mohammed Rahman had stocked with broadsheets and tabloids, hobby journals and highbrow magazines were already nearly bare.
This is for the Middle East section over here. It was all full.
It was all full.
All full. Then this one all for the Spanish.
And that's almost empty.
All gone.
Rahman doesn't own the place, but he's presided over it like a proud papa, 6 days a week for 22 years. And there was a lot to look after. At one point, he says he counted 2,500 magazine titles in stock. The shutdown of Out of Town News is hitting customers hard.
It's, like, so sad.
Harvard PhD candidate Mary McNeil has been a regular.
This is, like, just such a landmark, you know, and it being gone, it kind of, space doesn't, it won't feel the same, you know?
McNeil's not here for a newspaper. She's buying cigarettes. The customer before her wanted a phone charger. Dima Papusha and Dima Sitnikov are tourists from Russia. Papusha says they're looking for something that says Harvard on it.
And one of our friends wanted to have some souvenir or something, so we found this place, and here we go.
Thank you so much.
Welcome.
Have a good day.
Yoga teacher Diana Fike has been a regular at Out of Town News since she came to the U.S. 9 years ago.
Well, I come usually from a German magazine. I'm from Germany, but there's none left because they're closing, right? So I get the Halloween magazines for my kids.
Fike was one of the only customers we saw buying something to read. Mohammed Rahman at the cash register says the store has sold more sweatshirts and mugs than newspapers recently. People are reading their favorite newspapers and magazines on their phones instead of in print. Rahman has seen a lot of change in his 2 decades here, and he's rolled with it.
I like this place with my home. Nobody gonna pressure me.
Nobody's gonna pressure you. You're in the middle of Harvard Square.
Yeah, middle of Harvard Square. Everything I know, you look like this is my store.
Yes, your store.
Yeah.
When business was very good, this must have been kind of a mini international center.
Right.
What do you remember about that? What can you tell us?
I see a lot of different faces. I feel good. You have this paper, this magazine, a lot of new faces, a lot of good people.
And he was a good vendor. He recently visited the UK and brought back a London Times newspaper for one of his regular customers because the kiosk had stopped carrying it. Rahman says he's never been robbed. Whenever he spotted someone trying to shoplift, he told them never to come back into the store. He liked to keep things cordial and professional.
How are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. 1, 2, 3, 4. Thank you so much. Have a nice day.
The city of Cambridge owns the property Out of Town News occupied, and it's the city that decided the store had to shut down. It's part of a redevelopment of the Harvard Square Plaza. The city will solicit bids from potential operators to turn the building into a community gathering space and visitor center. The structure itself is protected on the National Register of Historic Places. It was originally the entrance to the Harvard Square subway station.
You need a bag for this.
No, thank you.
You're welcome.
But spend a little time here, and you realize it's the people who work and shop in the building who've made it the landmark it is today. Customer Hector Morales says this was more than a place to buy some smokes and a paper.
These people are very great people, and I come to the store every day, and we're going to miss them very bad.
And Mohammed Rahman will miss them.
How does it make you feel when you hear from people like that?
Sometimes I feel very bad, and sometimes I feel cry.
Even so, Rachman isn't worried about getting another job, but he knows there'll never be another one like the job he's had at the landmark little kiosk in Harvard Square. A nonprofit organization will temporarily hold pop-up arts events and discussions in the space. For recent and historic pictures of out-of-town news, go to WBUR.org.